song.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today was the deadline President Trump had imposed on Russia to call for a ceasefire in Ukraine or face additional harsher economic sanctions. There is no ceasefire, but there is apparently a meeting in the works between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The White House had originally been pushing for a trilateral meeting between Trump, Putin, and Ukraine's President Zelensky, but Putin has made it clear that a meeting with Zelensky is off the table for now, saying conditions for that are still far away.
In Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to take over more of Gaza, including Gaza City, has been approved by the cabinet. Critics say it will lead to more death, destruction, and starvation in Gaza and will do nothing to bring the hostages home. Los Angeles County declaring an emergency as a wildfire forces hundreds of evacuations. OpenAI today is launching the latest version of ChatGPT, saying its new app is smarter, faster, and more useful. This is ABC News. New reaction to the Pentagon's decision denying early retirements to transgender service members, or at least some of them. ABC's Allison Kosick has one soldier story.
Master Sergeant Logan Ireland served 15 years in the Air Force and had decided to take a common option to retire early. But this week, he was told those benefits will now be taken away.
I was promised this. I had my retirement orders in hand.
The Air Force Acting Personnel Chief writing, "After careful consideration of the individual applications, I am disapproving all temporary early retirement requests for members with 15 to 18 years of service." But he didn't provide an explanation in the memo for the decision.
Another incident of somebody throwing a sex toy onto the court of a WNBA game. It happened last night, almost hitting Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham as they were playing the Chicago Sky. WNBA looking into more security measures because of it. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. Non-commercial radio stations across Wisconsin and the country could be in jeopardy of going off the air now that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lakotoray Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Up next, the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers at AmFam Field tonight, opening a series against the New York Mets. Milwaukee still with the best record in baseball. NFL, the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Kickoff at 7 p.m. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will have their final training camp practice at UW-Platteville before moving back to Madison.
It's open to the public 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Davis Pioneer Stadium in Platteville, Wisconsin. Luke Fickell.
I do know that there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction. I worry about guys coming back out here with the right focus and stuff, and it was very competitive. It was back and forth. We're gaining this competitive maturity that we have to do if we're going to play like this, compete like this on a daily basis. I'm really excited about some of the things that went on today. There's some sloppiness, obviously, we got to correct up there at the end, but really like where we're headed.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
News and timeless hits. It's WGBW. And look at this. We're already at Friday. This week has flown by. I hope for you too.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. How can you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. for both of a lifelong dream if you live without me.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary. WGBW.
Home and she held my hand. she told me I could. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
On WGBW. It's Laura McKenna, and check for something good on your porch. If you're home right now, peek out the window. Do you have any zucchini out there? And if you do, one of your neighbors participating in this August 8th Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day, which I don't know why the sneaking. Why can't we tell them? I like a good text message just to say, hey, I picked some zucchini. I had some extra. I put it on your porch. Because my luck, somebody would do nice things like that for me, or I would place, you know, a couple tomatoes on the neighbor's porch and it would roll behind their flower pot and just be rotting back there. So I like to give them a heads up. There's no sneaking when it comes to my garden.
Good morning. It's Jane Matnair. If you're looking for Greg and me, you can still find us on 1100 AM WISS or on the Civic Media app. We're still there along with all of your other Civic Media shows that you could be looking for. Find Matnair on air anywhere on the Civic Media app or on the air at 1100 AM WISS.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We started getting shot at, so we're running and shooting and diving into the ditches and getting up and running some more. We get to the bodies and it dawns on me, how in the hell are we supposed to carry them back? The captain says, give me your rifles. So we picked them up and started carrying them back. We were scared out of our minds. They were still shooting at us. How they missed, I do not know. They must have thought we were nuts. We got about a quarter mile back and somebody had decided, to hell with it. Let's go back there and get the truck and pick them up. That was a bad day. I was so scared going back there and trying to carry them, I couldn't even think about what was going on. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yeah, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. If you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Science book. Yeah, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
It is a wonderful world when local news and timeless hits meet and go hand in hand so nicely, just like they do here on WGBW. And we are going to get you another one of those local news updates from the WGBW newsroom. It's coming up in just minutes.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park.
Sure was fun down at Cherry Hill Park. Laying games she was just a walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Whoa. Single day singing.
Hits from Man for Man on Local News and Timeless Hits 97.9 FM, where we mesh those timeless hits so nicely with the local news. And let's get you another local news update right now from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of the Lake Superior Chippewa Indians has taken a blow in a long dispute over road access. A federal judge ruled on Wednesday that four disputed roads on tribal land must remain open to the public. Judge William Conley ruled that homeowners have valid right-of-way easements, even though those easements were acquired by non-tribal developers decades ago and are now expired. For more than a decade, the Lac des Flambeaux Band has sought compensation from the town for use of these roads. They've asked for $10 to $20 million for permanent right-of-way access. When negotiations failed in 2023, the tribe took action. It blocked the roads for 6 weeks. The town has maintained the roads for decades. In 2024, it spent $600,000 to secure temporary access, which wiped out the entire budget for the town's roads. The town then asked for help from local, state, and federal governments, but none came. Last year, the tribe took steps to reinstall barricades, but were blocked from doing so by the court. In a statement yesterday, the Lac des Flambeaux Band said Conley's ruling overlooked key elements of federal law that protect tribal lands and sovereignty. The case could be appealed. A status hearing is set for September 5th. Governor Evers visited Green Bay yesterday as part of a stop related to the state budget. He toured the Brown County Oral Health Partnership Clinic. Senator Tammy Baldwin was also in Green Bay yesterday. She held a roundtable on tariff impacts on local businesses. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 77.
WGBW. the things that we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue, fuss and fight. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. There's a lot of car shows going on this weekend, and one coming up later this month that is a first-time only event, and I think you're going to like this one. I've got details.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear.
right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. You
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
Thank you.
GBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and I have to tell you this funny story. This was, oh gosh, probably 4 or 5 years ago, and I've lived in Green Bay for, I mean, a million years now at this point. And my husband was visiting. He wasn't my husband at the time. And we were driving through downtown Green Bay. I forget where. I think, well, obviously on Adams Street, but I forget where we were going. And we drive by, and he said, oh my gosh, what was that old car? Is that a car museum? And I said, no, there's no car museum in downtown Green Bay. So we loop around the block. Now, again, I've lived here forever. And sure enough, there's the automobile gallery. I had no idea it existed. And since then, I think I've been there 4 or 5 times because I love it so much. There's a Brits on the Bay car show planned that is British only cars. First ever Brits on the Bay, I might add. And it would be great for you to attend. Saturday, August 23rd from 9 until 1 at the Automobile Gallery and Event Center. That is right there on South Adams Street in Green Bay. And if you too didn't know that existed, you are going to love it.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good, July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time in climbing for some crystals, falls silly.
as the punch.
Local news and timeless hits from the Civic Media Studios right there in downtown Green Bay. We are WGBW.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
The glory years of music, 97.9 WGBW.
Getting higher in LA, you know where that's at. And no one's getting fatter.
Stepmama Cast. Sophomore planned to go to Swarthmore, but you changed your mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Jenny met Cassie, gave a love bomb. Most John and Saul, and that was the month from. McGuinn and McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian and Zon form a spoonful. Michelle Dunn and Danny getting very tuneful. McGuinn and McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
And low rent,
but keeping out the heat small.
The beast with vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Thank you. ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Israeli leaders approving Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan to expand military operations and to occupy Gaza City eventually. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Tel Aviv. Well,
there's a real sense of shock about what's just happened here. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees issuing a